Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions for June 29th to July 6th and beyond.
Not much happening in the zodiac this week. It's mostly a continuation of last week, so we are going to do a preview of what's coming up in July.
But first, let's mention that the Mercury retrograde period is ending right now. Mercury is stationary, that is to say, appearing to hang motionless in the heavens at 0 degrees Gemini before it resumes normal forward motion on July 1st.
A planet is strong when stationary, but conversely, a planet is weakened at 0 degrees of a sign. So, June 30th till July 2nd, the situation is questionable. But then the planet of communications will proceed through its own sign, Gemini, during the next 4 weeks, which is good for Mercury significations. Mercury will finally exit Gemini at the end of July.
Please remember that we mentioned last week this point in the zodiac is where the USA's natal Mars is. Mars is the current major period ruler for the USA. As such, watch for an extra bump of jingoism, aggravation over confusion, arguments aplenty, etc., etc. America has always had a penchant for strongly held multiple viewpoints that the proponents of which won't budge from.
Looking ahead in July, there are some notable changes in the planetary pattern coming up. The first thing to mention is that Mars will finally be leaving Virgo on July 13th and proceeding into Libra. Mars first went into Virgo last November.
By leaving Virgo, Mars will no longer be in mutual aspect with Uranus, which is a good thing. The interaction of Mars and Uranus going on for the past several months has been the source of fuel for the rebellions that have been plaguing the world of late. When this pattern breaks up, the energy for revolt and sudden violence will abate.
As soon as Mars enters Libra, though, it will set up a new pattern. Mars in Libra is going to bring it together with Saturn, which has been in Libra since November 2011. Mars and Saturn will be exactly conjunct on August 25th, but before then, we will surely notice the effects of having two of the heaviest hitters traveling together in the same sign. Generally speaking, Mars and Saturn is a pattern prone to produce crises.
The other big item for July is that Rahu and Ketu, the nodes of the moon, which is to say the eclipse points, will change signs. This only happens once every year and a half. Rahu and Ketu are always directly opposite one another, so they change signs simultaneously. And keep in mind, these shadow planets travel through the zodiac in a retrograde motion, that is, in reverse direction from the other planets.
Since January 2013, Rahu has been in Libra, and Ketu has been in Aries. But on July 13th, Rahu will enter Virgo, and Ketu will enter Pisces. The nodes will remain in this sign axis until January 2016.
The eclipse points are mysterious, profound, and compelling. When they change signs, there is a change of venue for the inlet and outlet points of karma. It's a surge on the zodiacal circuit board, and as such, produces some effects right off the bat.
Here's an interesting twist about this particular changeover for the nodes. On the Rahu side of the nodal axis, while Rahu is going from Libra to Virgo, Mars is simultaneously changing signs, going in the other direction, from Virgo to Libra.
This is a bit unusual, having two planets changing signs, crossing each other's paths, while going in opposite directions. So, in this case, two intense malefics are crisscrossing each other while in transition on a cusp between two signs. It all sounds rather dodgy to me.
All right. Yes, planets when changing signs are vulnerable, and when natural malefics are weak and unstable, they become volatile and have more potential to cause problems. Plus, we get this magnification effect by having these two conjunct while changing the signs.
We can therefore predict that in mid-July, it is primed for something major. Heads up, everyone.
Let's move on to examining some details of the new energy pattern, Rahu in Virgo and Ketu in Pisces.
Of course, everyone wants to know about their own chart, and rest assured, coming up in next week's show, we will go through the entire 12 signs of the zodiac to examine how this new Rahu-Ketu axis will be affecting your chart and your life.
But right now, we're going to analyze the general significations of the nodes in their two new signs. What happens when these two strange astrological beasts get blended with the meanings of these two signs?
Rahu is the planet of innovation, ambition, obsession, and compulsion, as well as desire. The things we want from this material world with a tilt to the future. Virgo is the earthy sign of details, precision, and service. It is discerning and intellectual. Virgo is the natural sixth house of the zodiac, and as such, it carries the energy of work, tactics, defense, and struggle.
The combination of Rahu and Virgo bodes well for analysis, invention, new technologies, because Virgo is skillful. But it also encourages obsession with details, since details is what Virgo is known for. So we get a kind of missing the forest for the sake of the trees scenario.
Ketu is the planet of renunciation, dissolution, chaos, and spirituality. It governs the realm of non-materiality, beyond rational designs, that which is outside of our direct control. Ketu brings in karma from the past, sometimes with a vengeance. Pisces is the watery sign of the dreamer, a sign of hopes and wishes, sensitive and receptive. Pisces is also the natural 12th house of the zodiac, so it naturally carries the energy of completion, the end of a cycle, the entrance to the next realm.
The combination of Ketu and Pisces bodes well for the mystical, for spiritual realizations. Both Ketu and Pisces signify the connection with the universal consciousness. But it also encourages a lack of boundaries and a longing for a soft, supportive cocoon, since that's what Pisces wants. In other words, a lack of realism. The danger comes from losing the center, floating off into the dream world, into your own private Idaho.
Let's use a concrete example with an actual chart to flesh out these meanings. I vote for the chart of the USA.
Good choice, David. Choose something that we all have an interest in. And this looks like challenging times ahead for America.
Yes, indeed. This shift to the 4-10 axis of the country looks quite interesting. Rahu, the mouth of the dragon, will enter the 10th house of the government and the ruling party, where it will run right into the natal Saturn. On the opposite side, Ketu, the twitching tail of the dragon, will enter the 4th house of the nation's lands and the opposition party.
And there, Ketu will encounter transiting Uranus.
Oh boy.
Let's take it from the top first. Combining ambitious, obsessive Rahu with natal Saturn, the planet of control and focus, in the 10th house of the leader in the sign of details, Virgo.
And you can really get a good idea of how it's going to go. The leadership of the USA will be involved in a struggle to stay on top of events, both domestic and international. How many plates can it keep spinning in the air before some dishes come crashing to the ground?
And at the bottom of the chart, Ketu, the planet which carries the energetic karma of past actions ready to be delivered, will be in the 4th house of the country's lands, feelings of patriotism, the comfort of the people, and the opposition party.
This transit of Ketu into Pisces in the 4th house adds energy for random, sudden, unexpected events. And K2 will be running right into transiting Uranus, which has already delivered plenty of dramatic, disruptive events.
True that, David. K2 is an antimatter shadow planet, which is chaos incarnate. It gives us astrologers fits in the predictions department.
Yes, this indicates for a lot of turbulence between the Republican Party and the upstart Tea Party. I can predict for a rising tide of new American isolationism as the troubled waters rise. Things are not going well abroad as it is, and the average Joe and Jane Q public have been hurting for a while now in a U.S. economy running on a flat line for a number of years. Will a corn-pone dictator rise up from the heartland of the nation to promise renewed greatness?
Oh, and on the Mother Nature side of the equation, these two malefics in the water sign Pisces in the fourth house of lands is highly portentous for the homeland. America is already dealing with severe drought on the west coast and record-setting rains and flooding in the middle of the country. We can expect more of that.
This is just a small survey of what's in store for this new pattern coming up.
And here's an announcement. We are now on Twitter, so you can join the conversation, make suggestions, get daily updates, and so on. Follow us at Astro News Report.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.